The following media was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah!
Hey everybody, hey, how's it going? My name is Henry, we've got Rudy here, we're out for an energetic episode. Rudy said he's here to bring the energy today, and so am I. How's it going, everybody? Have you had a great day? Have you had a great week? I reckon this week is yours to have. I've always said you should treat yourself, and most importantly, you should treat others the way you want to be treated as well. So, everything you want done upon to you, you should do upon to others. So I want to speak this episode, so I'm going to give Rudy the room to speak right now so that he gives that back to me later. Rudy?
I just woke up for this.
Hey, thanks for the comment, Rudy. That was a great bit of insight.
Okay, for the listeners at home, the episode recording started of Henry being like, Rudy, I have no energy. So, like, pick it up today. Pick it up. And I wanted to throw him under the bus, and then this bitch just, hey!
Already. How's that hanging, huh? New year, new you? Or you're gonna keep being
what you are? Why did that sound like that? Keep being what you are? What am I, Henry? Gone, what am I?
You're an average guy. And I think that's really insulting.
Okay, I wanna stop you right there. Okay. Okay, buddy. You know what? Calm down. Average guy is where you settled. You could have said anything. I would have even preferred that you call me a slur, but you just said an average guy.
Exactly. So, Rudy, what are we going to do to change that in the new year?
Actually, what do you think I should change to become a better me?
I think you should be nicer to me.
Okay, this is where we're going, okay?
Right. I think you should be
well,
nice
I think you
me.
Should shut the fuck up a bit more in the new year.
All right, fair enough. That's actually one of my New Year's resolutions as well. Stop talking.
Middle of the podcast just goes with silent.
Alrighty, what are your New Year's resolutions? Have you got any? And this has to be genuine.
Oh, genuine. Okay, then I haven't thought of it because it's technically still not even Christmas when we're recording this. But
that's right. Rudy reveals how the sausage is made.
I think I might. Okay, so for everybody who knows me, I only drink Coke on the weekends, right? That's a known thing. I think I might now limit to how much Coke I can drink over the weekends. I'm limiting that. Then I think I once again have to like commit to food just better because I have been eating. Don't worry about that. But it's just. It's so hard to upkeep, like, good eating habits, if you know what I mean.
Yes. I'm with
like,
you.
Like, it's just hard. Also, I'm gonna be a student again. Officially, I'm a master's student again, enrolled, and I start in February.
Okay.
So, probably just have to, I guess a New Year's commitment is back to the grind of studying better than I did in bachelor's.
Okay. So, food and committing
how
to
about
study,
just be
basically.
A better boy how about that not I that I've been good. Very naughty this year but I could be better
I think that's a good resolution but I think this is the classic pitfall of resolutions is you need to have like an actual like method you can't just say I
can
will
I
be better
say, half of me sometimes losing my cool or saying things that in the moment should not have been said is because of the stupidity of my surroundings. So is it truly my fault at the end of the day?
Yes.
Okay, lovely. Thank you for clarifying that. I'll take that into account. Henry, what are your New Year's resolutions?
Here's my two genuine resolutions. It is going to sound like not genuine, but I promise you that it is. Number one, a bit similar to yours, Rudy. I think this year, I want to genuinely and honestly cut back on the sweets because I eat too much, like sweet stuff specifically, and it's time to stop.
Oh no, what will TikTok do?
Wait till you hear this, buddy. I pledge to not eat sweets outside of the weekend. In the weekend, we're going to be reasonable as well. And I'll limit myself to one Tic Tac pack a day. Just overall, generally, like in the entire year. So I think that's a very fair. I think that's a very fair goal. It's manageable.
Oh, I just came up with one.
And secondly, Rudy,
go on.
And this is directly right. What we're doing right now is directly related to that. To what I'm about to say. Mm-hmm, this year is the last year I accept defeat. Yeah. From now on, we're gonna go out there and we're gonna fucking win. And we're not going to let people like you, Negative Nancy, stand in the
way.
We're going to go for it.
We stay winners.
Exactly.
Okay. And we stay humble. Don't forget that. 2 years ago, that was the New Year's resolution. We stay humble.
I think it's fair to say that I am humble. I've stayed humble. And we've more than fulfilled that. Actually, we've just fulfilled that because we're humble.
That's true. Because, I mean, we say nice things about each other, but it's nowhere near the heights that we actually are, but we stay humble, so we don't speak about those.
Exactly.
Stay humble, King. I came up with another New Year's resolution. So, unless I mean the verb, I should say less fucking.
Okay, I think that's actually a very good one.
I'll start it's in this episode. That... I just came up with it today, but I'll start with this episode.
Yeah, that's a good one. I think that honestly goes under the radar a lot. Like buzzwords, like fucking, yeah.
Or like. I say like a lot, I've noticed, by listening to myself back in the podcast.
I think I do too. I think that's just a general one. Like, analyze what I say too much and learn to be better.
Let's start analyzing this year. This year we're going to become analyzers, comp sci students.
Okay.
Data scientists, even. I hear they pay a lot.
Let's go.
Yeah, we're still winning.
Okay, Rudy. And then right before we get into the actual episode here, I wanted to also ask you this. What's one thing, the opposite of a resolution, that you pledge to not change about yourself?
To not change about myself?
Yes.
How goofy I am. Because I love that about me.
That's good. I promise to not let the haters force me to give up Tic Tacs. And I will stick by that.
I know what I can pledge. That I will not succumb to Big Jim. For everybody who's listening out there, Big Jim will not get me.
Oh, that's funny. Because I was thinking of going back to Big Jim soon.
No!
Well, I think that pairs well with the cutting back on sweets, but hey, we'll find out.
Does.
We'll do a. How
I
about
mean,
we do
all
a,
the best for you?
We'll do a. What's it called? A check-in episode in 8 weeks and see how we're going. In the meantime, Rudy. Today we're in Pakistan, I believe. How do you pronounce it? Pakistan.
I say Pakistan.
Hey, Pakistan. All right.
Pakistan Hyderabad.
Here's a fun fact about this episode. When I rolled this one on the wheel, all good, I go to do my prep, I search Hyderabad, it shows in India, I start shitting myself, like, holy fuck, how did I fuck this up? Turns out there's one in Pakistan, a pretty big one, and also a pretty big one in India as well. So, yeah, that's my fun fact about Pakistan for the day, I guess.
And with that, ladies and gentlemen, on to the news.
All right.
Who goes
first?
I'm
happy to start. I'll start because, like I said, Rudy, I won't admit defeat anymore. I'm going to take initiative.
Oh, I see.
That's right. And today we have... Oh, I have a bit of a preface. Not a very positive one for the first episode of the year. I was having a hard time finding news that wasn't boring or very depressing, so I've picked two milquetoast articles. So we're going to have a mundane episode. We're going to go into the new year.
It's chilling, okay. We slide into the new year being chilling.
Exactly. So, first one, pillion riding. Rudy, are you familiar? Pillion riding.
What? No, what is that?
Me neither. So, pillion riding and gatherings of larger than five band to maintain public order. So, the government placed a temporary ban on pillion riding, which is riding with... So, it's riding on a motorcycle and having someone on the back. That's pillion riding.
Oh, okay.
So, it's just having a passenger on a motorcycle, essentially.
Okay.
So, that and gatherings larger than five are banned to maintain order. Thoughts?
Wait, gatherings of five on the same bike?
No, this is just in general. That's unrelated to the motorcycles.
I was like, excuse me?
I think if you manage to get five people on one motorcycle, you shouldn't be punished. You should be, like, glorified for that.
You're a god. No, but why gatherings of five? Is there some kind of outbreak there or something now again?
To maintain order. I honestly have genuinely no context for why. I think this is something they did in a different city as well. Maybe to just reduce crime rates or some shit like that.
Oh yeah, because, so, you know, people of five, that's where it gets rowdy.
Yeah, you know those pesky families with four kids? Throw them all in jail. That's right. No uprising here.
I was
going to
go the route of, like, I mean, with three other boys in the room, I can hold myself. But the fourth one comes in, and there I go.
Well, there you go, Rudy. 15 arrests have been made so far. So you better 15. Watch your back next time you're
so
in a room
groups
playing
D&D. So three groups been arrested.
I guess so. And that's basically it. It's not very exciting.
Well, okay, I have an exciting one.
Don't meet your friends is all I'm saying.
Don't beat your friends? What?
Well, that as well. I think that's a good note as well. But
yeah,
don't
that's
meet
just
your friends.
People out there, New Year's advice from us. This is the new segment from Globally Local FM. Advice for the good people out there. Don't beat up your friends.
Ah, fuck. Sorry, Zavi.
That's another good one. I vow not to hurt my friends.
Thank you, because you have not been doing that so far, it seems.
Physically. So,
okay.
mental anguish
mental
is on the
it's
menu.
Fine. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Anyways, my article. Who's gonna notice? So, the story itself is as usual corporate bullshit story. In short, the land ownership of the Karachi-based industrial group has turned out to be forged and an encroachment on the governmental land, according to the Anti-Encroachment Tribunal, AET, right?
Nice.
And here I want you to I keep hitting the mic. Sorry, Sid. Just some things that I want to emphasize when I was reading the article.
Yeah.
As per the microfilm record, the actual area of the above entries doesn't exceed 56 acres. 56 acres, right? You don't need to know what acres are, but just remember it's 56 of them.
Okay.
It reads the order. However,
that's a lot of acres.
Through fraud, manipulation, and forgery, this area was increased to 1,113.36 acres.
Okay.
So the guys were like, you know, who's going to notice? You know, like, increase it to 57. How about 58? I just go to 70. And then they just kept going to 1,113.
0.36.
By creating new cat numbers based on forged GotWad entries and forms. I don't know what those are. That's some local shit. The judge pointed out that the plaintiffs even secured a loan from a private bank on January 29th, 2016, by mortgaging the entire land, which was actually not theirs. So my guys were like, who's going to go out here and notice the land? Let's just keep going until they made a country, I guess, because of how big it is.
You know what this reminds me of? Do you know the game, I don't know what the actual name is, but like Lying, the card game Lying, where it's like, oh, I have five aces, I have two aces, and you just keep on stacking until at some point someone calls someone out.
But yeah.
It just reminds me of a round where you're like four like rounds in, you have like a massive stack of cards and someone's still like, yeah, I've got three aces in my hand right here. And it's like, all right, buddy. At what point
no,
does this
like,
all topple down?
I have
down,
in
know?
My hand three aces, two kings, and about five fives. And then you're thinking, wait, there's no five fives. And he has like three cards in his hand. What?
A little bit of tomfoolery going on there.
A little bit.
I don't know. I guess when they got to like what 300 acres, they thought nobody's gonna notice. At this point, if we've gotten away with it, let's just fucking send it, you know.
And they did fucking send it. I said fucking, I know, but it was, I think, funny in the context. Don't call me out on it.
You know, I wouldn't have even noticed. Well, I guess I said it too, but I wouldn't have even noticed.
But this one was not an overuse one, you know? Oh, is that a Sprite without sugar? Henry, stay winning.
That is indeed. Wait. Sprite from the Coca-Cola company. Drink
Wouldn't
Sprite,
Sprite
everybody.
Without sugar just be fizzy water?
That's right, people. I'm drinking sparkling water. I just put a Sprite label on it.
But genuinely, I thought when I was a kid that they just add sugar to sparkling water and they get Sprite.
Honestly, I reckon that's not that far off. And then you throw in some lime flavoring.
That's right.
Good.
I was a genius when I was a kid. I don't know where it went downhill. I probably started eating too many sweets and not eating enough and my brain didn't develop, but...
It all went downhill when you didn't choose comp sci, buddy. Like you yourself said. That's where it went wrong.
Comp sci is a pipeline. I've said it before and I'll say it again. It's like a start of a good joke where five straight guys walk in a comp sci bar. Four of them walk out not straight anymore or not men anymore.
Well, I guess they teach you a lot at comp sci by the sounds of it.
Yeah, and then I have a close friend of mine, he now lives in Amsterdam, who went into comp sci, bachelor and masters, came out exactly the same, not a hair changed on his head.
Well, he's the one in five,
guy's
I guess.
Guy's a stone wall. One in 500.
All right, Rudy. Would you like to pop onto my next mundane article?
Go on, King. Stay winning.
Fishing is back on the menu. In brackets, though possibly not anymore by the time this episode airs.
What?
So, as we head into the winter, the people of Hyderabad are enjoying the wide variety of fresh fish offered. Apparently, and I find this very interesting for a city that's not on the coastline, the city is well known for its fish markets. And they also quoted a random resident who was unrelated, other than this specific one line they were quoted for, saying that she only eats grilled fish because fried fish is too unhealthy. Thoughts?
When you said milk toast, I didn't know how milk toast were going, but this spray well, milk go. Toast.
Yeah, this is about as middle as it gets.
Just imagine getting a quote from somebody about just randomly how they eat fish. Because it's like, honestly, what it's giving is, we have an article that we write about fish. The lady actually didn't add anything to the article, but there was fish in the sentence that she said, so let's add it to the article.
It gives me the vibe of, like, you're at a party where you don't know anybody, so you just have to, like, join it like a conversation to, like, just, you know, get it going.
No, I just
and
imagine
it's just like,
you
hey,
just, like,
fish markets. I only eat grilled fish because I think fried fish is unhealthy, huh? Hey, anybody agree?
No. Somebody's playing cards at the table. You're just over here. Go fish. Oh, I only eat fried fish. I don't eat grilled fish.
Oh, boy. Love it.
You just like the you know, crickets go off. Silence befalls the table. You're there like, oh, no, what have I done? You know, the introvert in you starts overthinking.
Yeah, I mean, if a whole game grinds to a halt because you were so out of con... Actually, that would probably be so funny that you would, like, fit in. I think if that shit happened, I would laugh my ass off.
I was about to say, if I would be a situation like that, or, like, I would be at a table at the moment, I'd die laughing right now.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's so... That's, like, disconnected enough that it actually becomes funny. Oh,
wait,
boy.
Can I say a joke? I just remembered.
Yes, you are permitted.
You can, okay, Sid, when I tell this joke, you can bleep out the actual name of the person. I don't think he would mind, but I think you can put people at home also extrapolate what the name was. So, but it was super funny. We celebrated my birthday not so long ago, and we were playing, you know the game Werewolf?
Yeah.
okay, for those who don't know, it's basically like Mafia. For those who don't know Mafia, it's like you have roles that other people don't know, and then like by rounds, you just, you know, play out the roles, blah, blah, blah. But
why would you even reference Mafia if you're going to explain it anyway?
Just whatever. What's the difference? Point being that we have a friend who's like very adamant, like game mastering the game, right? She's the one who like talks about how the roles are, blah, blah, blah. Everybody goes to sleep, blah, blah, blah. And she's very good at it, really good at it. But she messed up somebody else's name, right? The name of the guy is right? And in that night, on that round, he gets killed. So our dear friend comes up to him, and is an introvert, comes up to him, and he's like, unfortunately, in this very, very unfortunate night, you all wake up to the bloody corpse of Corner. And then just goes, you already killed me once, you didn't have to do it twice. And then I just thought, that was hella funny. Anyways, all right, me and the boys getting caught. NAF, Anti-Narcotics Force, through four separate operations have caught four people who in total amounted to possessing 16.7 kgs of drugs and 23 liters of liquor. Here's the sit rep. 5 kgs hashish near Tando Jam University, 2 kgs hashish and 23 liters of alcohol near another university, 2.5 kg ice at an airport, 7.2 kg hashish hidden by the road. I think it's time that we go to the ad.
Why was the ice mentioned at all? It's not what's wrong with ice.
I think ice is...
Never mind. I'm just imagining like a bag of ice cubes and it's like, oh, not this shit again.
Ice is not allowed in Pakistan. I don't know if you heard, but... And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I think we're going to go to the ad now. Ice. Well, well, well. Hello there, Henry, my lovely co-host. You expected someone else to do the ad, didn't you? Of course you did, because I told you so, my dear co-host. But instead, you got me, Rudy, the butt of your jokes, the sacrifice you make to the wheel that binds us, and the scapegoat for the tsunami of hatred from our listeners. You got used to the Christmas Rudy, the one who cheers for quiz, the benevolent, the gullible. But now, with the new year, I have 11 more months to have at you. My revenge, my spite, my rage. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a good example of why drug and alcohol abuse can lead to misinterpreted feelings or even actions. We here at Local Alcoholics Anonymous, LAW for short, encourage you to stay sober for the first and the rest of 2025's months, at the end of which we will be right back at your door with another example. Stay tuned, and more importantly, stay sober.
All right, well, I guess I endorse this message. I'm sorry to hear that you went down the rabbit hole, I guess, but
a rough New Year celebration. Actually, this comes out after me being 3 weeks in Latvia, so I think it will hold up.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we're not doing a recording until a while after then. I'll give you time to recover and assimilate back into society.
Oh! I think it's time for our new segment.
Is it? Because I thought I was going first.
That's true. You go first, King.
Hey, people. No new segment here. Pretend like you didn't hear that. I think it's time for the fan favorite segment, the segment that I will say right now, Rudy has forced me to discontinue this segment, so this is the last time you'll be hearing
it. I have not!
It's never officially over.
I always have admitted that that actually is a fan favorite segment.
Rudy has told me off mic, he's like pretending it's not true, that he cannot stand me overshadowing his ass.
How about for your
next year's resolutions,
you decide to be honest? And I didn't say fucking.
Rudy, I don't need to be honest to stay winning. And ultimately, that's the goal. So.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Anyway, stay humble, huh?
Close your eyes, everybody, and listen to this. Close your eyes and picture this. Well, you can also listen, because that's kind of part of the segment, but you know. Anyway, you get the picture. Here we go. So, you wander around the mountains, an imaginably impressive landscape, stretching far and wide, with nobody in sight. On your next excursion, you visit the deserts, exploring the sparse yet one-of-a-kind landscape, with no one in sight. Having seen the nature of the country, with no one in sight, you head towards the city. As you go further in, the breathing space becomes less and less. There's too many people around, and not enough space to accommodate. No wonder they like fish here. Everyone is packed as tightly as sardines. All of a sudden, you hear a loud crunch. What's that in the distance? Why, that's the largest fish processing factory in Asia. But little did you know, their secret ingredient is using human flesh and selling it as fish. So, as you try to escape, you struggle against the crowd, but no matter what you do, you're pushed along with the flow. Right up until you hear that final crunch.
What?
So, if you'd like to be killed and canned for consumption, then maybe Hyderabad in Pakistan can be your next destination. Thoughts? Yeah?
Quite the visceral image there, buddy. But, well, so, you all have loved Henry's segment, right? So I'm gonna suck up to him from now on.
Okay.
Henry is advertising every single place we go to, correct?
Well, I guess so.
If you want to be a tourist. So, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to my new segment. Out with the old and in with the new, as the young Skibbity Zygmus used to say. Okay. The segment will be called Going Local. In this segment, from now on, I will give you tips, or rather questions, on how to become a local of the city we are in at the time, in case you want to go a step further than just being a tourist after Henry's ad. And that's why I needed you to go first. Now you get it, right?
All right. Okay, I get it.
So, now take a small notebook out and check these things. Do you think that you are nimble, dexterous, and even fast? Do you take pride in fixing any electrical issue by just connecting things with yet another cable? Do you prefer two or even three wheels for your transport over four? Well, if you freely admit that that's you, then get the hell out there and make your way to Hyderabad, Pakistan, where every day is like a level in Chicken Crosses the Road, except you only get one life. Every single light bulb ever broken is replaced by an extension cord, and hung over the road, and the deadliest animal in the vicinity is a tuk-tuk trying to maul you at about 50 kilometers per hour. They are happy to have at you.
Oh boy. Yeah, if you like the two-wheeled vehicles, make sure not to sit on the back with someone else driving, because you're going to get arrested for that, you know, just remember that one.
Unless you do at least six people, because then you get an honorary medal.
That's right. All right, I like it. I like this segment. It's good. Well done, Rudy.
Okay, local business.
A local business. I think, Rudy, you should go ahead with this one first.
Okay. When it comes to interesting places to visit, I will say that we have some, you know, we've seen some very sketchy or funny names on this podcast, but this one might be the biggest question mark yet. Go visit the city of Hyderabad to see the district named Citizen Colony, where they presumably keep their own citizens captive. I imagine it's either a fucked up zoo of sorts, or they just ran the term sleeper neighborhood through Google Translate and ended up with Citizen Colony.
Sounds like a grand old time. My recommendation was going to be a fish market, but when I was looking up like the places, I kept getting results from Hyderabad in India. So instead, I'm just going to recommend you to go to the Rasham Gali Bazaar. That's the main, like, clothes bazaar in Hyderabad. And maybe you'll just find some fish hidden away somewhere there. I don't know. Figure
Lovely.
It out, people.
And if you're a music enthusiast for a local radio, I suggest for the gays, the slays, and the rest of the queers, sashay over to Air Rainbow at 101.9 FM, purely because it's quite ironic. The first thing I heard on the radio when I tuned in was a spiel about traditional family values to uphold the image of respect and view of society.
Well, there you go, Rudy. I think it's not... If you are a man and you're not marrying a man, then you're not being traditional for me. Then you're being a little bit of a
straight
person. We here
at Globally Local endorse that message.
Okay. I appreciate that you're speaking for me, brother. Well, my local radio station, by the way, all the ones I found had, like, no name, kind of, so the name is Radio 1 FM 91. Well, Radio 1 91 FM, rather. They were playing some, like, regular tune, like, pop tunes, not that special. But what I thought was interesting is you had, like, the classic, like, Pakistani ads, of course, and then you had, like, a random one with, like, the most American person, like, American-sounding person ever in full English, so I don't know. Damn. Bit of a weird one. A cultural study,
globalism.
As they say. Localism.
You know what? In this podcast, same coin, different sides.
All right, Rudy, I guess that brings us to the end of this adventure.
Thank you very much, dear
Pakistani
listeners, for checking
balance.
Out today's episode of Globally Local FM, brought to you by Tom of Huzzah Productions, by your dear host, Rudy. That's me, and you can find me at 000RUDYS000 on Instagram, so 3 zeros, Rudy's 3 zeros. You can find Henry on, or in, or where?
Probably canned, like, strips of my body canned in spread locally and globally. So,
all right,
I'm dead.
Check
is what
out
I'm saying.
Our dear colleague, Colossal Pengu, on Twitch, which, by the way, I think he stopped advertising us, the freaking backstabbing weasel. But we're gonna have
of
a talk about
would.
That. And next week we are gonna be where?
Next week we're gonna be in Conakry in Guinea.
Let's go. Actually, before we leave, let's go and beat up Zabi in the room. I think he's just waiting there in the hall.
Yay.
So, goodbye, people. Vibes.
Bye.
Get ready for round two, Zabi.